He who has a bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices with joy because of the bridegroom's voice. This joy of mine, therefore, is made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. Amen. Everybody say, he must increase.
He must increase.
But I must decrease.
But I must decrease.
Talk to somebody. Jesus must increase. And we must decrease. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But did you notice this now? Listen. See, the scriptures, the word of God is so amazing. It's so mysterious. Every time you read the scripture, you have to pay attention. Because God did not write the Bible with his eyes closed. You know, half asleep. He didn't write like that. He didn't write the Bible just because it's boring. No. Every word of God was written inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it all makes sense. From Genesis to Revelation. 66 books of the Bible, it all makes sense. It all makes sense to the degree where the entire Bible is talking about only one thing. It's not talking about two things. It's talking about only one thing. And you want to know that what that one thing is? There's a word in verse 29. Now listen, verse 30 says, John the Baptist, he said, oh, he must increase, I must decrease. And he's talking about he must increase and I must decrease, right? Now, the question is, how can I increase Christ? How can I increase Christ? That's the question, isn't it? And I think I shared this, little bit of story, not the point, last Sunday, that people tend to think that we can increase Christ by having a big gathering in the stadium. This is not an outward increase, okay? Although when we enter the New Jerusalem, there's gonna be a huge feast of the Lord, and there will be trumpet sound, angels will sing holy, holy, you know. But then, for now we have to focus inward increase. Christ wants to increase in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, Lord Jesus, I see few brothers are not focusing. They're thinking something else. I have a gift. When I stand here, I can figure out who's focusing, who's not. I can figure out, even though you're looking at me, your mind is thinking something else. How do I know? I can. I've been standing here for 20 years preaching, okay? And if a few of the brothers are not focusing, it interrupts my spirit, okay? So please, okay? I plead with you. Focus. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, don't focus on the kids running around in the rooms, right? Don't think about the food in the refrigerator. Don't think about how much you have in the bank. Don't think about your boyfriend and girlfriend. Amen. Think about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Because
God bought you with his precious blood. Alright, so Christ must increase, right? Now, how can he be increased? The answer lies in verse 29. So God gives us the answer, verse 29, and then verse 30, increase Christ. Verse 29, what is it? He who has the bride. He's talking about the bride. He's talking about the bride. The kernel of the Bible, the heart of the Bible, is Christ and the church. Okay? Christ is the head. Everybody say, Christ is the head. And the church is the body. Okay? If this is the head, look at this now. This is the head, right? Head part. My head is here. My head is not here, right? My head is here, right? So this is the head. Christ is the head. He's the Messiah. And the church is the from neck to the my foot. That's body, right? So Christ is the head and the church is the body. Amen? So Christ is the head and church is the body. Head and the body becomes one new man. Ephesians chapter 2:15. Everybody say one new man.
One new man.
That's Jesus. See, Jesus, he's not only the head of the body, but he is also the body. He's the head and he's the body. And he's the one new man. And all believers are included in that one new man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The old creation has gone, a new creation has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17, right? Everyone who is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Amen.
He's a new man. No more old man. If we are believers and still living by our flesh, we are living an old man, which is not God's plan. God's plan is for us to live a new man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
New man. Everybody say, new man.
New man.
New spirit.
New spirit.
New heart.
New heart.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's all about one new man. Jesus Christ, he's the head, he's the body. He's talking about that one new man from Genesis to Revelation. And the head, we call it bridegroom. Everybody say bridegroom.
Bridegroom.
So Christ, the head, is the bridegroom. And the body, the church, is bride. So here it says, he who has the bride is the bridegroom. He's talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the bridegroom. And he has the bride, right? But the friend of the bridegroom, they're talking about John the Baptist. He's the friend of the bridegroom. I'm going to show to you now how the entire Bible is talking about this one new man, head and the body. Church, Christ in the church. Everybody say, Christ in the church.
Life and building.
Life and building.
Spirit and body.
Those six key words in the Bible. It's the kernel of the Bible. It's the heart of the Bible. You can figure out and you can understand the entire Bible with these six words. Christ and the body. Everybody say Christ and the body.
Christ and the body.
And what is next?
Life and
the building. Life and building. Life and building.
Amen?
And Christ is life. Church is building. I'm not talking about bricks here. I'm talking about inner man. And Christ is the spirit. Life. Christ became spirit, right? And the church is the body. Okay, so I'm going to briefly, okay, do a bird's eye view of the entire Bible. Okay? All right. I forgot to bring up my Bible. It's in there. Somebody give me a Bible. No, it's okay, brother. Here he is. Okay. Brother Toki has a Bible. Amen. Bible. Amen. I love the Bible. Mm-hmm. Do you love the Bible?
Yes. Yes.
Otherwise, we will be lost. Mm-hmm. This Bible is like a railroad, you know? And the Spirit is the train. You need a railroad and a train together. You need the Bible outside and you need the Spirit inside. Hallelujah. Balance, brothers and sisters. Of course, sisters are always including brothers, right? Don't get me wrong. So we need balance, right? So we got very good tool, the Bible in our hands, and Spirit within us. So as I speak the Word of God, the Spirit in you will inspire you, will give you wisdom to understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will reveal. Okay, so we need a Spirit of wisdom and revelation. All right. The Old Testament is the shadow, and the New Testament is the reality. Old Testament is its shadow. If there's a shadow, there's a reality, isn't it? In the night, when sun shines me, then I will see the shadow here, right? And the reality. Myself is reality, and then I will see the shadow. If there's a shadow, there's a reality. See, Old Testament, the whole Old Testament, 39 books. Okay? Moses, Abraham, even Adam. All those figures in the Old Testament is a shadow. And all those shadow, the reality of the shadow is Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so Old Testament is also prophecy. There are so many prophecies in the Old Testament. And New Testament is the fulfillment of the prophecy. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the prophecies in the Old Testament. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only that, you have to understand that the Bible is very full of allegories. Allegories. For example, Bible says, John 1:29, look, the Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world. Now, is Jesus Lamb? Lamb. Do you see a lamb, right? Huh? You know, the first floor, they have a restaurant, Chinese restaurant. They sell lamb barbecue. My favorite barbecue. Lamb barbecue. In the Old Testament, that often talks about lamb, even the New Testament. Now, is Jesus the lamb? No, this is allegory. Jesus, okay, brother, can you? Yes. Let me present. Okay, if you're going to do that, you should be in the back, right? Okay. See, Jesus is a lamb. It's figurative, right? It's a symbolic. Because lamb was a symbol to die on behalf of the Israelites, on behalf of the sinners, right? The blood was shed, the blood of the lamb was shed in the Old Testament, which is pointing to the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. Hallelujah. So Jesus was allegorized as a lamb, as a stone. Jesus is not a stone, right? But he's a builder. Jesus is the air that we breathe. Jesus is the living water that we drink. Jesus is the living bread that we eat. So we have to understand the entire Bible is talking about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now I'm going to somewhere very important now. Okay? Okay. So in the book of Genesis, Adam is a figure for Jesus Christ. And if Adam is Jesus, figure for Jesus, Eve is figure for what? Come on, you know. If Adam is figure for Jesus, Eve is figure for what?
Church.
For the church. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, Adam is a bridegroom, and Eve is a bride. Mm. Now this concept, this idea flows throughout the Bible. Book of Exodus. Moses is a figure for Jesus, and the Israelite is a figure for the church. 2 Samuel 6 talks about the ark. Ark is a figure for Christ. And 2 Samuel chapter 7 talks about house of God, which is the church. Solomon, 1 King. Solomon is a figure for Christ. And his lover, right? Woman called Shulamite. She is a figure for church. Okay. Now, let's go to the Ephesians chapter 5. Now we are ready to go to Ephesians chapter 5. Do you have a Bible? Okay, brother, can you bring my Bible? Actually, I wrote something in my Bible. It's in my desk. It's a Korean English Bible. Sorry. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I want you to get something here now. Very important. So the entire Bible is talking about Christ and the church, the bridegroom and the bride. One new man. Okay? One new man. Okay? There are some brothers here who is not aware of the gospel. So let me just explain a little bit about the gospel, okay? That's right. That's right. Okay? Okay? Amen. Thank you. Now, listen. Only the bride can increase Christ. That's what Book of John, chapter 3, verse 29-30 is talking about. He must increase. Now, who can increase Christ? Only the bride. Now, let me ask this question. Can non-believers increase Christ?
No.
Huh? No, right? Okay, second question. Can baby Christians, baby believers, can they increase Christ? Baby? Just born again baby? How can they increase Christ? We love to see that, but it's not easy because it's baby, right? Not mature enough to express it. Do you understand? Do you understand? Are you getting me something here? God's desire is to gain mature bride, mature saint, the church who expresses the triune God. Hallelujah. That is increase of Christ. Okay? Now, I want you to get something. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Can you turn to verse 22? We're going to go through some scriptures, please. Okay? Yeah. You have a Bible? Please turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 22 to verse 33 is talking about between the wife and husband. Now, the topic for this scripture is for wife and husband, all right? Wife and husband. Can you do that? Do you think you can do that? Keeper?
Wi-Fi is not working.
Not working. Okay, don't worry. Okay, turn to, if you have a Bible, please turn to verse 22. Let's read verse 22. Ready? Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. When we read this, maybe some of the sisters have bitterness in your heart. What? Subject? Submit to my husband? You don't know my husband is. Huh? My husband is unworthy of this, my submission. Huh? Maybe you have that bitter feeling. Hmm? But anyway, this is the truth. Hallelujah. Oh, sisters, we need to pray for the brothers. Because the scriptures tells us that brothers, the husband is the head of the wife. Husbands, they are the head of the wives. Sister Vili, do you respect your husband? do you like every time? Do you like him every time? Not every time. There's some time that you don't like him, or you don't like what how he says or whatever, right? There's some time, right? So, please forgive me for putting you on the spot. Well, I have nobody here. Right? But even in the time of you don't like him, or he hurts you, or he crucifies you, what do you have to do? What do you have to do? You have to? Bible said, okay, we need to go to the scripture then. She's hesitating, all right? All right, now. So, wives be subject, meaning you need to be submissive, right? Verse 23, for a husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, he himself being the savior of the body. Verse 24, but as the church is subject to Christ, so also let the wives be subject to their husbands in
everything.
Come on, church, in
everything.
Now, this is not PJ words. This is scriptures, brothers and sisters. Bible says you need to be subject to your husbands, wives. You need to be subject to the husband because he is the head of you. You need to be subject to your husband in everything. Wow. Now, God is getting to you something here. Now, you have to understand. God is getting to you something. Now, some of the sisters, again, you are having a hard feeling. Now, oh, what are you talking about? Is this husband and wife marriage seminar? No, I'm getting to something here, some message here, okay? God uses this husband and wife relationship to tell us the important message. Actually, this is the heart of the heart. Amen. To understand Christ as the bridegroom and church as the bride, you have to understand physical realm of husband and wife. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's go to verse 25. Now the sisters will say, I like this verse now. Verse 25, he says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. Amen. So your job is to subject, be submissive to your head, which is husband, right? The head of you is husband, and the head of husband is Christ, and the head of Christ is God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's divine order here, right? So your God's commandment to you is to be subject to him in everything, right? What is your God's commandment to you as a husband? What is it? Now, let me ask you this question here. Which one is harder? Subject to him or love her? Love her, Bible says, love her as Christ has loved the church. How? Christ gave his life for the church on the cross. He was brutally beaten, right? And he suffered a terrible suffering on the cross. He died for who? For church!
Amen.
For the believers! So you have to love her till death! And which one is hotter? Huh? Which one is hotter and which one should be the first? That's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Listen, we as a fiscal, like husbands, right? We will fail to love our wives all and over again. We will fail to love our wives as Christ has loved the church. But you know what? Christ never failed to love his church. By the way, he already demonstrated his divine love on the cross. Because he died for us. He died for the church. Amen?
Amen.
He showed his love for the church. Therefore, we as his bride, we have to love him.
Amen.
We have to be subject to him. We have to be submissive to him. Because he showed his love. Now, whenever you don't want to subject to him, I should not tell this. You should say, do you love me till death? Huh? That's a hard question, isn't it? Okay, listen to this. Now, so here, God is talking about husband, loving wives. Wives, be subject to husband, right? Verse 28 now. In the same way, the husbands also ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. Amen.
Amen.
So, now, it's talking about husband loving wives and wives being submissive to husband. Now, right? Okay. So far, you're thinking, okay, it's talking about marriage seminar, husband and wife. Actually, it's not marriage seminar. Actually, it's not talking about physical wife and physical husband. Oh, let me get here now. I'm getting excited tonight. Listen. If you don't get this, then you are only living in the shadow. You are only living a shadow life and then living just a wasted life at the end, die miserably. But if you get this, you are going to live in the reality. You are going to live in the truth. And the truth will set you free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now verse 32 is the key verse in the entire Bible, 66 books of the entire Bible. This verse is the key verse. One of the key verses. Are you ready? Verse 32. We are ready now. Key verse. Just to get here, I explain all this. Oh, Lord Jesus. Verse 32. Our scripture, brother, our sister. Okay, ready? 32. Okay, read it together. Begin. Brothers, speak, read this loudly, please. Begin.
This is the great grace that has been revived by the church.
Sisters, please, go ahead. Okay. So chapter 5, okay, the previous verse is talking about, okay, wives, be subject, submissive to your husbands, because he's the head of you in everything, right? Now, and the husbands, you need to love your wives as Christ has loved the church. And then verse 32, it says, this is mystery. What is mystery? Now, what is mystery? This mystery is great, in fact. It's a great mystery. It's not a little mystery or small a mystery. It actually is a great mystery, right? What's mystery?
Something we can't understand.
Yeah. Something that is hidden. Mystery means something that is hidden. Listen, only few children of God understand this. Majority of the believers, actually, they are not getting this. That's why it's mystery. Now, I pray today with the spirit of revelation and wisdom, God open your spiritual eyes and that you begin to see this mystery.
Amen.
Great mystery.
Amen.
It's a great mystery.
Yeah.
I pray that this truth will consume your heart because this is the heart of the heart. It says, great is mystery. And the Bible says, but I speak. What is that word but means? It's referring to husband and wife talking, husband and wife relationship, and then Apostle Paul is saying, but, you know what? I'm not talking about physical husband and physical wife. But I'm talking about, but I speak with regard to Christ and the church. Christ and the church. Christ and the church. Christ is the head. The church is the body. Together form one new man. In this entire universe, there's only one new man. If you are in one new man, you are into something good. If you are not in one new man, you are into something shadow, vainglory, meaningless, purposeless. Oh, my friends, brothers, why did you come to Korea? God led you. You didn't come here by accident, coincidence. Do you believe that? Do you agree? I know many of you are having a hard time getting a job, and you have visa problems, so forth. But now you are hearing this gospel, this recovery truth. You are hearing the heart of the heart's gospel now. What a blessing! I hope you realize you are being blessed with the scriptures now. The great mystery, Christ in the church. And only church that is from Christ is a bride. And that bride can bring increase of Christ. Who is Eve? Now let's go back to Genesis chapter 2. Who is Eve? Eve is the one who came out from Adam. Amen. God formed, God built, the Bible used the word built, not created. God created Adam, the first man in the entire history, right? The human history. God built Adam, but God, I'm sorry. God created Adam, but God built Eve. The rib that came out from Adam. So what is from Adam is Eve. Are you bride of Christ? Then you must be from Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you are from Christ, and you are married to Christ, and you are increasing Christ, then surely you are the bride of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are not from the Christ, you are not bride, you are not married to Christ, you are not increasing Christ, then you have to think about yourself, who you are. Do you see the depth of God's message here in John chapter 3, verse 29-30? John the Baptist said, he must increase, bridegroom must increase. And who can bring this increase? Verse 29, bride. That bride, this concept has started BC 4000 from Adam and Eve. Right? Moses and Israelites and so forth. And this bride, the consummation, the final building of this bride is the Revelation chapter 21, which is called, everybody say, which is called what? New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Yeah. Did you notice that New Jerusalem is not a physical material place? If you read it very carefully, it says, the bride adorned herself, get ready for the husband. We as a church, we are the New Jerusalem because we are being adorned. We are being what? Nourished and cherished. We are being built inside. The inner man is building. The Christ in you as a seed is growing now. Growing to the mature level. And when it reaches the fullest level, you know what? That's a New Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Someone mentioned, I think your brother Stephen, you mentioned, so we are stones now, but we are becoming precious stone, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The moment you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, guess what? You were wood, but you became stone. Did you know that? You are hay, stubble, you're nothing. But when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, guess what? You became the stone. You are stone now, hallelujah. And you can build the house of God. You can build the church. You can build the kingdom of God. And as you build the kingdom of God, guess what? You will become precious stones. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Talk to somebody. You are precious stones. Are you increasing Christ? Come on, tell somebody. Are you increasing Christ?
Uh,
If you are born again Christian, okay? If you are born again Christian, that means you are regenerated. Regeneration means you are born again. You have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But guess what? This is where sadness comes into. It's very sad because I'm telling you, so many Christians, so many believers, they stop at the redemption. So many Christians, they experience the Passover in the book of Exodus, right? They experience the Passover lamb. They're being redeemed. They experience the redemption through the cross. But then they stop there. See, redemption is not God's goal. Redemption is necessary so that we can become His bride to increase Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the bridegroom can only be increased through the bride. I said it again. The bridegroom, who is our Lord Jesus Christ, can only be increased through the bride. Just because you are born again Christian, that doesn't mean Jesus Christ will increase. I hope so, but is that happening? Just because you go to church, you are increasing Christ? I hope so, but is that happening? Just because you read the Bible, you are increasing Christ? I hope so. Just because you are praying, is Christ increasing? I hope so. Just because you are doing evangelism, Christ is increasing? I hope so. In fact, so many missionaries, Korean missionaries going overseas, so many nations as a missionary, and guess what? So many the ethnic people there, they're calling the Korea here, hey, please don't send Korean missionaries! Why? They're being a bad example. Of course, some are very sacrificial, and they're very good. They're expressing trying God. They're expressing the love of God. But so many of them, they're what? They're trying to put the Korean culture into them. They're trying to still rule over them instead of serving as a slave. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. I hope you're getting something here. Listen. It does not matter what I'm doing for Christ. Even non-Christian can do something for Christ. Do you understand this? What matters from God is who you are, what you are, your true being inside. Who are you? When nobody sees you, who are you? When trials come, who are you? When storms come in your life, who are you? When somebody going against you, who are you? When you are alone at home, who are you? In your daily life, in your work, in factories, who are you? See, what you are, who are you before God is much more important than what you are doing for God. You see, in our blood, there's called religion. Religion means doing something for God without Christ. You see, we could be sitting here in the Sunday afternoon, overflowing church, and you could be sitting here, and you know what? This could be just another religious time. Religious just worship. If Christ is not here. So we need Christ. We need His presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, we are desperate for the bridegroom.
Amen.
It's a life and death matter, isn't it? Oh, I must gain Christ. When I go to church, I must gain Christ. To see my brothers and sisters is a good thing. But if I don't gain Christ, I'm wasting my life. Isn't it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Through my brothers, I need to gain Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Redemption is not the goal. Remember this. So many people, they get born again, they waste their life, and they die, they go to heaven. Is that the purpose of God? No. We must increase Christ.
Amen.
This is God's goal. Hallelujah. Amen. Through your words, through your lifestyle, through your prayers, through everything, what you do, what you are inside. Right? Through your life, may Christ be increased.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Talk to somebody. May Christ be increased.
Christ be increased.
Amen. May Christ be increased.
May Christ be increased.
Okay. Time is going. Actually, I want to stop here. Right? I want to stop here, but the doctor is not here yet. So I'm going to be preaching a little bit more until he comes.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Amen. Amen.
Because if I stop here, everybody will scatter.
Yeah.
The doctor comes and no patient, he's going to be very not good. Huh?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
So I'm going to share one more thing. Actually, I have so many points, but I'm trying to get some. Okay, okay. Now, listen. Okay? Okay, you answer me, brothers. Now, you answer me. Who is the, what is the name of the bridegroom? Okay? Come on, Eugene. What is the name of the bridegroom?
Jesus.
Amen. And who is the bride?
Church.
Hallelujah. We are the bride. Amen. Now, the purpose of the bride, being a bride, is to become one. I say this again. The purpose of being the bride of Christ is to become one with the bridegroom. Sorry to put your spot again, brother. You ready? You ready to be crucified?
Daily.
Momentarily. Amen. Okay. Okay. I'm going to ask her now. You ready to be crucified? Okay. You might want to cover your ears if you're not ready. But okay. Sister Vili. How happy are you with your marriage life? See, I told you to cover your ears. Right? I'll cover this ear. So I tell you. Now, you don't have to answer. That's a very personal question because they'll fight after service. They'll fight. Some dishes, you know. So I don't want to fight. I don't want to be the causing factor of the conflict here. But that's a good question, isn't it? That's a good question, huh? Who asked that question, by the way? Anybody dare to ask that question? How happy are you with your marriage life? You never encountered this question, right? I ask you, brother, how happy are you with your marriage life? Now you want to answer? She will not bring the food to you. Same question. Where is Nadia? If I ask her, I think you're going to be in big trouble. So I'm not going to ask her. She's going to be in big trouble. Maybe I can ask him. Put Ijaz on the spot. Oh, Magdalene is here. Sister Magdalene, how happy are you with your marriage life? Number 1 to 10. Number 10, really happy. Best. Number 1, very poor. Not good. Number 1 to 10. Your happy marriage life.
No, I'm happy. Number 10. But sometimes
wow.
Troubles.
So tell us that sometime. One number. Huh? One number. You have to tell the truth. One number that time. Huh?
Five.
You know what? You know what? That's the real answer. Five. The first answer was to make him happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Number 10, five.
I know five. Who should I spot? Put spot to? No more. No couples here. Okay. You wanna hear from Mary Cho?
Yes.
Yes. You wanna hear?
Yeah.
You wanna put me in the spot?
Yeah.
You wanna put the preacher into spot?
Yes.
He says no. But Stephen says yes. He wants to put me in the trouble. listen. There's something I'm going there. Okay, can you, Sister Kieber, can you put this scripture there? John 17:11. No. Philippians 2:2. We don't want to have time. So Philippians 2:2. Okay, Philippians 2:2. Now look at this now. Okay. Okay. Jesus Christ is our bro. Is our bridegroom. We are His bride, right? So Philippians 2:2. Read this together. Begin. Make my joy full that you think the same thing. Having the same love, joined in soul, thinking the one thing, doing nothing by the way of selfish ambition, nor by way of vainglory, but in lowliness
of mind, considering one another more excellent than yourselves. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, the hardest thing in life when you're married is to live with your spouse. You know why? Here's the reason why. Because you are living together all the time. If you meet your spouse once in a while, maybe you're not going to have that conflict. Right? But you're meeting her, you're talking to her, you are eating with her, right? Daily, right? Do you understand? All the time. I'm with Rachel 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So you must guess that how hard how hard life I'm actually I'm enjoying with her. Yes, we are.
Actually,
we are still in the honeymoon. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We've been married for 20 what years, honey? I always forget. You forget. You're like me now. Finally, she's becoming like me. Oh, I'm the head of the family. I'm the head of the couple. I always follow her. Now she's becoming like me.
Oh, amen.
Did you know that she's becoming like me, actually? Yeah. You know, there are so much differences in wife and husband. I don't know why that's how God put it. I'm so different than her. She likes white color. I like rainbow color. She likes sea, beach. I like mountain. She likes very neat vegetable kind of style of food. I like jjampong style, you know, the soup. You understand? There's so much differences. But slowly, slowly, she's becoming like me. And I'm becoming like her. And we are becoming together one.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Did you see that? Thinking the one thing?
Yeah.
I'm telling you something out here. Listen. Oh, I'm telling you something. Listen. The entire Bible is talking about Christ the bridegroom, church the bride, together, one new man. I'm losing my voice. But see, this one new man, the formation of the one new man, happens when we, the bridegroom and the bride, bridegroom and the bride, think together. Think the one thing. Think the same thing. If this couple is thinking different things, they're not happy. Huh? Hello? They're not happy if they're thinking different things. The more your thoughts are aligning together into one purpose, one goal, one direction, same thought, then you are going to be much more happier. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Same thing with you, right? Do you agree, brother?
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If your wife is thinking something else, if your husband is thinking something else, you're going to have a hard time. Hello? Are you getting me?
Yeah.
So Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, is talking to every churches in the entire universe, in the whole earth, and he's telling the church, hey, can you think what I'm thinking? Can you feel what I'm feeling? Can you do what my will is? But so many believers are doing something else. They're thinking something else. They're feeling something else. And God is hurting. God is hurting inside because, oh, when are they going to return it to me and understand what I'm feeling? Because I am your husband. I love you so much that I crucified myself on the cross. I bought you as my bride. You belong to me. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If you are one with the bridegroom, that means you are mature. You understand this? You understand? I asked that question before. Remember the baby Christians? Can they express God? It's going to be very hard. They don't know what. You understand? The babies don't understand what parents are thinking. Baby needs to grow. Grow. High school, senior high school, right? College, graduate school, and get adults and get married and have babies, right? Hallelujah. Eve came from Adam and married, united with Adam, and bore children. Abel came, right? And so forth. Do you understand? Do you understand? I have two boys, Joshua and Joseph. You know what? there might increase. Hallelujah. Listen to this very carefully. Okay? My wife here, she's the bride. I'm the bridegroom, right? We can say, right? Christ, bridegroom, church, bride. Yeah, right? This is the, look, my relationship with her, this is the exact picture of Christ and the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She's the bride. Church is the bride. She brought the increase of me, PJ, Paul J. How? She bore what? Babies. Two boys. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I look at them, they resemble me. Of course, for two. Resemble me, you understand? Isn't it? You understand? When God looks at you, you are increase of Christ.
Amen.
You understand? Because you are His bride. But you need to bring more increase. You need to bring more increase. How? How? Yes, by producing more Christ. Producing more children, right? That means evangelism, isn't it? That means going out, propagation, right? Sharing the gospel, right? That means shepherding, right? Giving the food to the babies so baby can grow. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Doing evangelism, shepherding is the ministry. Yes, but before that, you need to first grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a bride, you need to grow. The seed that is in you must grow. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the seed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the good ground.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ will give you the rain.
Amen.
All you need to do is to grow. Grow the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you grow the Christ in you, within you, right? You will naturally increase Christ.
Amen.
Through evangelism, through shepherding. Oh, what I'm sharing this afternoon, I'm telling you, brothers, what I'm sharing this afternoon, this is the kernel of the Bible. This is the heart of the Bible. This is the heart of the Father. God desires each one of you to grow. Grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Grow. Amen.
Amen.
Grow.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, listen. If you plant a seed, the ground is bad. There's no water. Then it's not going to grow, right? God wants to grow in you, but you need to have a good ground, good heart, good soil. Do you understand? Your heart, as I shared last Sunday, maybe it's bitter. Maybe it's filled with something else other than Christ. Oh, open your heart, lay down your heart and say, God, I want Christ to grow in me so I could be ready to be a bride, fully grown bride, to increase my bridegroom, who is my Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I know you're busy. I know. But can you take 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes? Can you take 3 minutes every day? We are sharing the gospel. We are sharing the word of God. Right? We are sharing the Christ here. And as we share your portion, when he writes, Brother Toki writes his portion of Christ on that Kakao Talk, what I'm doing, what are we doing? We are also eating his Christ. Hallelujah. His portion of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
We need to eat Christ, your portion of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Tell somebody, we need your portion of Christ. Don't be shy. Please say, don't be shy. Don't be shy to share your portion of Christ. Amen? Brother Marco, we need your portion of Christ. Okay, after you read that scripture, that QT, morning revival, share something. Oh, praise the Lord. Live according to the Spirit. Live according by your Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Help us to live by the Spirit. Amen. Because we are your bride. Just the simple words. You know what? That words will encourage the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as we continue to share that message, you understand? That message, that sharing, that prophecy will bring our church to the next level. Amen?
Amen.
Are you part of the body of Christ?
Yes.
If you are, input. Chip in. Input. Be part of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. That's the alarm for me to stop. Let's sing this song. Come soon. Oh, Lord Jesus.